greetings, everyone. Live from WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for
Christmas in Your Heart on Listen Up, Jesus is on the Air. That's Al Barbarino who's singing in the background, and we're getting ready for our Christmas background, our Christmas show.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and you're Dr. What's your name?
John.
And that's Dr. John Palmer.
And we have Al Barbarino, and Al, season's greeting, Al.
Oh, praise God. Don't you know how to tick me off?
Last but not least, we got Anthony Farina. Anthony, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is a dream show. I've been dreaming about this show for 2 years, Palmer.
Well, you've given me nightmares for 2 years, so you should be dreaming about them for the 2 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are we going to do? What a lovely day this is going to be. Trevor, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Trevor.
Christmas, everybody.
And thank
everyone.
You for 2 years of service.
2 years. It's wonderful.
What a grace.
And we have Al Barbarino and Anthony Farina. Just quickly to let you know who these two people are, Al is a very special man who does so many concerts and retreats and missions where he just is filled with the presence of the Blessed Mother and then through her to bring Jesus to others. So for Al, it's really Christmas all year round.
Yeah. Praise God.
And he sings our theme song every week, and you interrupt him every week on week.
He was a very good boy today.
Wasn't
yes,
I good?
Because
I
he's afraid because you're on station.
You're getting big, you know, I got to watch it.
And
know?
I want you to know, I beg him not to interrupt you. Every week I beg him.
I would just like to say a word about that particular entrance opening hymn, entrance hymn at Mass. That Adeste Fideles, that was done with my choir, my parish, St. Raymond's, and the choir I feel is the best one in the entire diocese. And that high soprano back there was my dear friend Laura Garbatelli. The choir is phenomenal, and it this being in the Advent season, great way to open up the show. So I appreciate you selecting that one as the opening. Thank you.
And you know what? I really am so happy that you're here today, because you're going to play several other songs, and I can talk all over them, so it doesn't make any difference.
I just want to mention the actual theme song was written by Paul Val.
Okay.
And he wrote especially for us. And he has another song. We're going to have him on our show shortly. He has another song about the tragedy that reflects the tragedy in Connecticut. So we'll have him on our show very shortly.
And I want to also mention Anthony Fuina. And Anthony is going to be back at another day for a full presentation on what happened with him when he was touched by Padre Pio live right here on Long Island in Massapequa. Anthony, welcome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome,
thank
Anthony.
You, John.
Welcome.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank thank you, my good friend Al Barbarino, alongside of me.
And you know what you're going to find out?
Peace and blessings to all.
Anthony, you're going to find out, this is really four guys just sitting around a table shooting the breeze about God.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what we do every week. Sometimes we let women in, but for the most part, it's four guys.
Oh, not again, Palmer. What are you saying?
That's my Christmas present to insulting women. You know, I can do whatever I want on the show.
I just want you all to know that's Palmer talking, not Dr. Anthony F. Chiffo.
Oh, you're so chicken. You're just a big chicken. What are we going to do?
Well, we're putting it all in the hands of Jesus. Jesus is running the show, and so let's proceed.
And Al, you have a song that your brother wrote around Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Actually, when that Christmas album was recorded, my brother Santo, who recently passed away in August of this year, he was mega, mega talented, and he had written a song on each of the CDs that I recorded at the time. And this particular one, which is entitled Holy Spirit, is really a magnificent one, because it shows how, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the oneness of the Trinity, you know, like God, our Heavenly Father, allowed Jesus to be born through the Holy Spirit. And the arrangement, the song, the words are phenomenal. And I think you will really appreciate it.
And the song is Holy Spirit. Wonderful. Let's listen to it.
Sort of has a Latin flavor to it, a Spanish flavor. It's really beautiful.
Holy Spirit, you are one with the Father and the Son. Holy Spirit, through your might, our Lord was born that night. Present, so adored through your power, Christ is Lord. You inspired Scripture's words, you're the voice our prophets heard. Was foretold, Christ was born to save our souls. Spirit so splendid, our Lord redeemed us in your care. Christmas present. So adored through your power, Christ is Lord. Christmas present, so adored through your power, Christ is Lord.
It's easy for me to see who really has the talent in your family. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So nice.
Just the real message of what Christmas is and what Jesus Christ is to all of us.
Praise God.
And you must, I know you feel the loss of your brother at these holiday seasons. So, but he's with you in that song. And many other ways, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Al, I was teasing when I said season's greeting before.
I know that.
Because I want you to express to people how strongly you feel about saying Merry Christmas.
That's a big opening for me.
I know. we'll keep you contained.
Thank you so much.
And after you, I have a question for him.
Sure.
Okay. Just so you know, Palmer.
Okay. Yes, the very, very significance of Merry Christmas and a Blessed Christmas, which really seems to be falling down the tubes these days because, you know, as our Holy Father often says, we seem to be drowning in aggressive secularism. And, you know, like even when you watch on television, you know, like our beautiful troops, you know, like who are in Afghanistan and the likes, and they're wishing happy holidays to their family members. And you know what's happening? People are not even aware of it because we seem to be caught up in this whirlwind and we don't even hear ourselves what we're saying. And so even though we have Christmas in our heart, we're just so motivated and so quick to say season's greetings and happy holidays, and without realizing, maybe intentionally, not intentionally, whatever, but the powers that be out there are really on a mission to eradicate Christ in Christmas.
You know,
I
was in a holy place last night, at Lord and Taylor's.
Yes.
And I was buying some gift certificates.
Yeah.
And the woman said to me,
"Yeah,
happy holidays." And I said, "And Merry Christmas to you."
Without a doubt.
And just, we got to do that.
We're the ones that have to stand up for this and come forth. Just to give you an example of the irony, and I have a term that I've been using of late. We hear bipolar. A lot of people out there with bipolar personalities.
That's right up Palmer's alley.
Because I am bipolar.
There are many people out there that are bipolar, spiritually speaking. And case in point, the horrific trauma that just happened, this catastrophic event last week, where everyone and anyone in the world has some sentiments and opinions about what just transpired with these poor youngsters that were just massacred. You know, like the whole world is, you know, like bereaving and sending out condolences and sentiments and so on. The massacre, you know, but what about the massacre of the 3,500 youngsters that are killed every day in this country? I mean, you know, the other day when President Obama was on, and you know, he got a little teary-eyed, and we could all relate to that, of course. And his primary up front, you know, like, is the change, you know, and what he said, you know, like, trying to get control of it and all, and I really, really appreciate that. Who doesn't? But there's so many changes that really have to be analyzed when I say this. I mean, look at the videos. Look at these simulated games that these youngsters play. The on the internet, the killings. There was a movie that was supposed to be released last week from Tom Cruise, but because of the horrific situation, they're putting it out this week.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, you know, like if we're looking for change, we have to think of change with respect of bringing God into our fold. Just the way there's so much emphasis right now with all the spiritual leaders, with the Catholic priests, with the ministers, with the rabbis, with the Islam faithful, you know, everybody pouring their heart out.
Somebody yes. told me that
of the godliness.
Huckabee,
yes.
on television was talking about the tragedy in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and he said he came across a flyer, and the flyer said, "God, where were you in the Newton schools?" And when you turned it over, "I'm not allowed in the schools."
Well, yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Amen to that. Yes,
but
Amen.
This tragedy has touched touched everyone's lives in so many different ways.
Yes.
In so many different ways. It's phenomenal.
You had a question for Al?
Yes, I have two questions for Al. Thank
oh, my
you,
gosh, he's going to take over. Listen, I got the rest well, of listen. The day off, okay?
Yeah, you do.
Go ahead.
We'll call you when we
Thank
need
you.
You.
Thank you.
Al.
Yeah.
You are a troubadour for Mary, and you go around to all the parishes throughout the whole area, throughout the country, and international, and you give missions and you talk. Tell us, what's the gist of your mission? What's the message of all these talks that you do that you're trying to bring out to the parishioners?
What I really try to communicate as best as possible is to really know who we are. And when we say we are a Christian, or when we say we are a Catholic, are we really in total understanding of what we're saying, who we are? I'll give you a little for instance. There are so many homes that I see right now with lights up in all the different neighborhoods. And some places are magnificently decorated. It almost looks like Las Vegas in some settings. And the sad part is, what are you lighting your house up for? I'll see Santa Claus. I'll see snowmen. I see reindeer. I see candy canes. But where is Jesus? This is why we're putting those lights up. I mean, every house that is decorated, if you do not have any kind of presence of Jesus there, it's like going to a wedding. I mean, as people could readily relate to simplicity, you go to the wedding, you see the flowers, you see the magnificent food, you hear the band playing, and so on and so forth. And then someone says, "Oh, hey, wait, I haven't seen the bride. Where is the bride?" So where is Jesus in Christmas? Where is Jesus every day? And we, as Catholics, we should all be very much aware of this. You know, in the grace of the miraculous, the miracle of divine mercy, what did Jesus say to St. Faustina? Tell the world, tell the people to trust in me. We, as a people of God, and this, to specifically answer your question, Anthony, we as a people of God, we must totally, totally surrender everything and anything. You know, John, before when you mentioned the loss of my brother and how difficult it is for anyone, especially this time of the year, to lose a loved one, and losing family members and economic situations and illnesses and depressions and so on and so forth. We have to really give it to God. We have to really learn to surrender. We really have to learn to trust. Just as this horror situation these days of the massacre, and everyone is resorting to prayer to get some kind of consolation. But this is what we should be doing 24/7. Total trust, total surrender. And that's what I really try to emphasize and focus on to the people. Every day of our lives, we have to be 24/7 with God.
Right. One other quick question now.
Sure.
I call you and Anthony and John the holy of the holies.
Oh, please. And stop it.
How did you first meet Jesus? How did you first meet the Blessed Mother? Did the Blessed Mother bring you to Jesus? Did Jesus bring you to the Blessed Mother? Just what happened? How did you become so spiritual?
So spiritual? Yeah. Anthony, I really don't look at myself that way to tell you the truth.
But we do. And your gift is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And it's giving.
I appreciate that. Giving. I feel each and every one of us is that light of Christ. Each and every one of us is a candle. And so much of it has to be done with the roots. And the way I was raised, the roots were very present.
Take your time.
Go. Yeah, no. Going to church, being part of the choir, prayer, rosary, being an altar boy, and just the world. I mean, with my grandmother, my mom, my dad, my sister and brother. The whole world really pivoted around the church. So
it was natural for you to come.
What?
Natural for you to go as you have.
Yeah. So I really don't think of it in that light where I'm different. It's just something that always was and is.
From your upbringing.
Yes.
From your foundation.
Yeah.
Al, I love you.
Yeah.
Me too.
And listeners, we want you to know that Al has a new album out. We're going to play two songs from it later on, not now. And the album is In God We Trust. And it starts with two songs from one of my favorite people, Tommy Thorell. And he's a man who died of brain cancer.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
And was holy and prayerful all the way up to the very end. But and it's filled with The Gentle Visitor by Palmer Pascal, another friend of ours who's no longer with us.
John, I often say, not to cut you short, right now my brother Santo, who's a writer too, between among Santo, Palmer, and Tommy, they're probably having a party now, orchestrating the big celebration of Christmas.
We're going to come back, Al, to the songs at the end of the show, but we have another guest.
Oh, we certainly
do. Such a special man.
My good buddy.
Anthony Farina. And Anthony, first of all, we welcome you. And a lot of people may not know that much about what has happened to you in your life, how you had cancer and encountered Padre Pio, and you're going to give us all of that later on. But first of all, how are you?
I am super great, John. First and foremost, I would like to thank Jesus for being here. I say good morning, Jesus. I pray for the many people out in this world. It's not how I am, it's how they are. The children that have been assassinated, in all due respect for their moms and their dads and the people around the world that portraying the sorrow upon all these kids, and also with this catastrophical hurricane, the many people that need more than how are you, it's how are they. And my prayers, and St. Padre Pio, and Mary, most blessed, Mother of God, Mother of all these children.
They're joining our show now.
They're joining our show, truly joining.
Absolutely.
And John, I thank you for even asking me that, and I thank you for being able to talk about others rather than myself. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you,
Jesus. Well, we thank you, Anthony.
You have a wonderful ministry, And I heard you at the Walsh's house, Pat and Andrea Walsh, very special couple. And I heard your story, and we've been trying to get you on here for a full presentation. We'll get that in February. But can you give the audience just a little hint of what Padre Pio meant to you with your cancer?
First and foremost, I didn't even know who St. Pio was. I did not know anything about St. Pio. The little hint, John, goes, I give it to God. I give it to Jesus, who loves each one of us, and he tells each one of us to go. Go lay your hands upon all, and yours will be greater than mine, for I am going to the Father. It's not about me. It's about the disciples in the world. We're all true disciples of God, and I am happy to be here, and I thank God for being here, being able to speak on this radio show. John, it means so much to me. And once again, the mere fact of Padre Pio coming into my life, and I say he came into my life through our Lord Jesus, who was looking for a special servant. I am not saying that I am the special servant, but sometimes...
But you are.
Well, I'm not saying that. I am astounded even at the gift of my miraculous healing. I am astounded in all that I am doing for God. And I truly, truly will do all for God, whether they have to carry me up onto the pulpit to speak. I have many different issues still, but God keeps me going. And this, John, I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you for St. Pio. And I thank God for sending St. Pio as a servant of God to come down upon this earth and just sort of pick me out and ask me for the many things, and you will hear about it when I come back, the many things that he has asked me through St. Pio, and how they questioned me, even St. Pio, before I even went into my ministry, which is for the people around the world. It's for the children, the many children that both me and my wife Barbara pray for. We go to many, many hospitals. We go to many homes. I have a Padre Pio prayer group at Maria Regina Church. We do all we can do, and all the giving is true and going out to Jesus, who wants us as disciples, his disciples, to walk with him. I am proud
to be touched in that.
To be touched and to be walking with Jesus. And I pray that the listening audience will do the same, have the same thoughts that I have. Because as I said before, we're all disciples of God, and that includes the listening audience. I ask you, listening audience, walk with Jesus always. Walk with him, not against him. Stay with him. He loves you. He loves you. All you have to do is ask, and he will send you a special friend. And that friend is the third sign of the Holy Trinity, and that is God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we also have God the Holy Spirit. So, listening audience, before I turn it back to John, I say thank you in many ways, and I will be speaking to all of you, and I thank Anthony. And do you want me to...
Yes, I was going to ask. Tell the people about your foundation.
Before you do that, I just have a strong urge, Anthony, to thank you for answering Jesus' call through Padre Pio. And I think it's a good example for everyone out there to know that when Jesus does give his call, that we have to be receptive to it and open to it. And so we thank you so much.
And he can come to us in so many different ways. He comes through Al and his music. Correct. Comes through Tony when he insults me. And it comes through Padre Pio. Comes through Trevor, who's our engineer.
I actually love you, Palmer.
I know. I just figured I'd slide that back in. You know, every chance. But
thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
And he sends his saints. And that's why I'm so glad you're here today, for people to realize at Christmas, pick out a favorite saint. Tony does one every show. Pick out a saint. Pray to that saint. He'll intercede. And he may do just for you what God Jesus did for you in sending Padre.
Yes, but the point is, Anthony, before you get into your foundation, you were just a normal religious person, right? Never, ever expected.
He's normal. Stop looking.
Never expected to be blessed in such a way.
Never.
Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And this is what the message that we're trying to relate out to our listeners. Well, you never know when Jesus is going to give you the call.
And I just want to give a little preview of what may happen when you do return. Driving on a street in Massapequa with cancer and picking up somebody on the sidewalk for a ride and finding out later who that really was.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And I would like to give just a brief, I don't know how brief it is, but what's coming up, and again, Dr. John and Dr. Anthony, and of course, sitting alongside of me, Al Barbarino, who I love.
Everybody loves Al.
And I'm going to just get into a little gist. I say a little, but I hope it's a little. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to thank God and Dr. John Palmer and Dr. Anthony
Chiffo
for inviting me here today. Pope Benedict declared this the year of faith. Do you believe in miracles? In a few days, we look forward to the birth of Jesus Christ, a miracle where the Virgin Mary said yes. I would be both honored and humbled to have this opportunity to share my testimony with each of you in the foreseeable future. A little background on myself and St. Padre Pio. First with St. Padre Pio. St. Padre Pio said, "The sacrament of confession unbinds the soul from the clutches of the evil one." St. Padre Pio is here with me today, all of us. Padre Pio was a priest who lived in Italy in the 1900s and who died in 1968. He had many spiritual gifts, such as the stigmata, the five wounds of Christ, the ability to read souls by location, being able to be in two places at the same time. Padre Pio appeared to me as a homeless man in 1997. He laid his hands on me, and I was healed of fourth stage cancer. This healing has been processed and documented by both the Diocese of Rockville Center and Rome. Padre Pio commissioned me to go out and speak to the people about this healing and the love and mercy of God. I believe that spiritual healing is by far the greatest gift that one can receive. Jesus taught us that if we believe in Him, all other forms of healing are possible. Since that day of February 18th, 1997, I have been sharing my testimony wherever God has led me. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, I have said yes to what God has asked of me through my own physical encounter and experience with St. Padre Pio. I began my ministry service speaking in many churches around the world, including schools, fraternities, homes, clubs, TV and radio stations, and wherever God has sent me. I have witnessed many healings through God's grace as He uses me as His vehicle to these physical and emotional and spiritual healings. I am not the gift. God is the gift. I thank you for joining me to stay, and I will be looking forward to coming back to share and narrate the many blessings of body, mind, and spirit I have received from my friendship with St. Padre Pio. For more details, please. For more details, please join Dr. Anthony Palmer.
Chippo.
Dr. Chippo Palmer, I'm sorry. And Dr. John Palmer.
We're interchangeable.
we're partners. It's okay.
On Listen Up, Jesus is on the air. And before I conclude anything, I would like to come on for two segments later on just to wish everyone a blessed and a Merry Christmas, and I'll do that later.
We're not going to let you go right away. I want you to talk about your foundation.
Absolutely. Okay.
Because it's wonderful what you're doing. Well, tell people about it.
Well, I appreciate all that you're saying, Dr. John. I truly appreciate even being on here and being able to be over these airwaves around the world. God has gifted me and all of us in our foundations, the board of directors and so on, with a foundation in the name of St. Padre Pio Miracle Foundation. It's for children with cancer. We have opened it up to many other children because it is truly on fire with God's love. Our latest mission at the moment is to get involved with the Casa of Relief and Suffering, which we may have a part in. We are looking somehow to make some kind of contribution for possibly a ward or a little small place for children to come, either pre-care, aftercare, and it may just happen in Kentucky. As I said before, we are looking, all we're looking for is the name of St. Padre Pio, a ward for children with cancer or other kids.
And he has a hospital in Italy where wonderful things happen.
John, this is the exact replica that is now going to be built in Kentucky, and I'm plugging them as well. Because they have asked me in many ways, being I speak around the world and wherever I may be speaking, to give out these pamphlets with Catholic Healthcare International, and that's for the House and Relief and Suffering.
How would they get to your foundation? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I just wanted you to know that that hospital in Italy that you mentioned, John, Padre Pio started that hospital himself. He started it from the foundation.
That's correct.
And that's where it's taken off at. And it's very important. Cause
it is.
Connection.
He was such a caring person and so loving.
Well, you're aware. We'll get to the foundation. I just want to get how to get to the foundation. Is there a website?
The foundation is you go to messengerofpadrepio.com.
Messengerofpadrepio.com. Yeah.
And it's www.messengerofpadrepio, all one word, .com. And, you know, we are also taking contributions, sure. Not that I'm looking for any at this point in time, but everything helps for the kids. It's for the kids. And as I said, our dream, the St. Padre Pio Miracle Foundation, our dream, and I say our dream, it's all the board of directors, myself, my wife, and everyone else, is to have something in the name of St. Padre Pio, a medical facility for children, and basically it's for the children. God, we love you. I love you for all that you've done for me in the past, and I pray to always continue to work with you and for you, dear Jesus, as I love you more than words can express. And I know the listening audience loves you as well.
Amen.
And once again, amen. John, Anthony, Al Barbarino, the many things that lie before us is all through the love of Jesus. If we give God the opportunity, the chance, just to say yes to whatever he has asked us to do, please Say yes, like Mary. Say yes, like myself, like Al, like each one of the individuals that walk with our Lord Jesus. I thank you once again, Jesus. I say a happy, blessed Christmas to everyone, but we'll say that at the end of the show, John. So.
We won't say season's greeting.
We won't say season's greeting. It's Merry Christmas.
Anthony, that was so beautiful.
Oh, it was.
And thank you. I'm sure it touched many hearts and souls of our listeners, and thank you so much.
And we're kind of thank you. Christmas around Padre Pio as the Christmas gift for our audience.
Yeah.
And you have some information about him that the audience may love to hear.
If you don't mind, and I'll try to be as brief as possible.
But
Anthony has touched on some of them, but this is like a kickoff for me for talking about saints that have mystical powers and spirituality that was beyond recognition. So Padre Pio was one of those great saints. So with Padre Pio, and this week I want to kick off a series that I'm going to be doing about saints that have miraculous powers. And so most of us are familiar with Padre Pio, but we're not really familiar with his mystical powers during and after his life. And he had mysteries, marvels, and miracles of a great saint's life. And Padre Pio was born on May 25th, 1887. Guess who was born on May 26th?
Me. In 1887.
I was in a small village in Italy. And the family was poor, but the father saw immediately in Padre Pio his spiritual love for Jesus. As a matter of fact, he saw that when the children were playing outside of a church, and when they got a little out of hand and they said stuff or did stuff that Padre Pio wasn't crazy about, he ran into that church and prayed. So the father determined that Padre Pio, as a young age, was not going to be working in the fields. He was going to donate his life to Christ. So he went to New York, the father, and
exactly
worked,
right.
And worked so that he could give Padre Pio the money to go into a monastery. And he did. At the age of 15, he went into a monastery, and that he was ordained to the priesthood in August of 1910. And this began the most extraordinary religious life of any saint, but of many saints. But he was stricken with ill health and had to leave. He was in the army. As a chaplain, he was stricken ill health, and he had to leave the service because of this ill health. And he went to the Rotana, where he spent the rest of his life, and a full life of mystical events, including becoming the first priest ever, as Anthony mentioned, to get the stigmata.
Correct.
The first priest ever to get it. And it wasn't just a stigmata. It wasn't just scars. It wasn't just bleeding. The pain of the suffering of Jesus went along with it.
Absolutely.
And he was happy to go through it. And he went through years and months of test on the stigmata, and no one could really determine where it came from or what it was all about. And although he never left the monastery in a physical sense, he was observed also being at different places at different times, as Anthony referred to as bilocation, another mystical power that Jesus and our Heavenly Father bestowed upon him. This bilocation meant that he would go and see the sick while he was in the monastery, heal the sick, go to talk to people in need. And he wished to help people so many miles away, and he used that and was given that power by location.
You know, Tony, just to interrupt for a minute, I think about that gift of by location. I'd love to have it when the tax collector comes.
Oh, I know you would. He also had the gift and not too many had this gift of giving out a fragrance, a very, very sweet rose fragrance when he was appearing. And he Saint Teresa had that gift, but it was reported that that was emitted upon her death, immediately upon her death. But Padre Pio had that gift.
Smell of roses, smell of roses, cigars, yeah. And so on.
Also, he could read people's minds when he was hearing confessions. Exactly he right. knew if you were sincere. As a matter of fact.
He yes, also Anthony. Knew the day I picked up this homeless man, which I will get into at a later show, he read my mind, and he knew exactly what was going on in my mind, physical, spiritual, wow. and Absolutely. Even my medical illness.
Absolutely.
And I will relate to that when I come back with your permission,
sure,
John.
And so powerful.
And you, Anthony.
Anthony, I've been praying for 2 years to have you on the show. I told you that.
I thank you, Jesus.
Okay, well, I'm getting the rush sign here. I got to keep going.
Oh.
This guy. I'm not voting for you next time.
Well, we have Al's music to get into.
He was able. Well, okay, just one thing I want to mention, and this was reported by someone else that came from the same town as Padre Pio. If he saw that you weren't sincere, he refused to give you absolution. And he did that with this person's grandfather, I think it was. And the grandfather came back and did a confession again, and he knew he was sincere. And he says, if you weren't sincere this time, you were going to go to hell. So he knew. Okay, he also had the gift of prophecy. He knew when people were going to die, and he told his fellow priest who was going to live the longest, and he was going to live for 50 years along with this other priest, and so he had another gift that people never realized, and it was reported also to be hammered by the evil one during his sleep and suffered for it. And he was able to speak and understand different languages in the confession. If you went to confession and you spoke a foreign language, he never studied it, he was able to understand it. And so he had the knowledge of different souls, and he knew if the soul went to heaven, if a soul went to heaven, or in the army when mothers used to ask him, one time he told the mother, he's not dead, because I can't find him among the souls in heaven. Your son is alive. And so he also had the gift of, he was able to explain what they called distant knowledge after knowing where a person was in the distant and what happened to him. And so he had all these gifts, but still he used these gifts with reverence, even with humor, and with thanks to God, because he never lost sight of his love for Jesus Christ. And that's
praise God.
Praise
you,
Jesus. And God rewarded him, and Jesus rewarded him with all these phenomenal mystical miracles.
I wonder.
One more thing.
Wait a minute, before you go that way.
Oh, he's interrupting.
I'm going to. I wonder if he laughs when people come to be touched by the glove. When I tease people and I say, I'm tired of Padre Pio's glove. I'd like to have his sock or something else. I wonder if he laughs. Well, and if he doesn't, I'm in trouble.
When their prayer was with the relic of Padre Pio's glove, and we witnessed it.
We've witnessed it.
We've done it, and we witnessed it a few weeks ago,
sure.
Where it was reported after a pray over that
two people were healed. Of breathing problems.
Yes. I have the blood of St. Pio in a dry form.
You do.
And it's in a reliquary,
wow.
And it's powerful. It has many
miracles. You can look into the glove, and there are right where the heavy blood was, there are always different images that seem to appear.
Absolutely.
Because that's happened
to me.
I
have the picture.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Finish
well,
your
let
last
me finish
point.
It up.
I know
let
you're
me finish
determined.
It up.
Go ahead.
The last thing is that it was discovered after he was dead 40 years, they dug his body up, and he was practically undestructible. The only part that was touched was, I think, his face.
Correct.
And they had to correct, and they made a mask for him, but his body was indestructible. He died. Now listen to this, Palmer. He died on September 23rd, 1968.
I did it in 67.
Yes, but guess who got married on September 23rd? Me.
I know.
It's my anniversary.
Oh, praise God.
So he was born on May 25th. I was born on May 26th. He died on September 23rd. That's the year Joan and I got married. I mean, that's the day we got married.
He was made a saint on our 40th wedding anniversary, June 16th, and I was there. Yeah. For his sainthood. Yeah.
Yeah. Praise Jesus.
And listeners, we usually have a period of prayer for healing on the show. And this being Christmas, of course, we're going to have it. But Al, I would love for you, first of all, to tell a little bit about the album that you put out and how they can get it. And I want to use the songs that we've chosen from that album during the time that we pray for healing.
Thank you. Okay, well, this particular album, the new one, is entitled In God We Trust. And it's the whole focus of the album is surrender, total trust in God. And the very first piece that you're going to play, which is entitled Here I Am, My Lord, that is a particular one that was written by Tommy Thorell, Tommy Ciotti, who was a music director at St. Bridges in Westbury. And listening to the particular piece, it shows, speaks about
here
our surrendering,
I am, my Lord,
our frailty, our woundedness,
here
our blindness,
I am
and so
once
on.
More,
and so just listening to the words really take you where you should be.
Put us right in the mood for healing.
Amen.
And of course we have the Our Father and the scripture at the end.
Yes.
But let's put all of our listeners in our hearts right now. And through Padre Pio's intercession, and through Mary who is here, and through, we ask, Lord, please intercede for all of our listeners, especially those who are so hurt by the massacre in Newton, Connecticut, and by all of those who are still without homes from the hurricane that devastated Long Island. And all the people who are out of work. I heard President Obama say last night, there are 2 million people on unemployment, whose unemployment is going to run out unless it's renewed. And there are so many other people who have stopped looking for work, who have no money, and who are really struggling and trying to get food stamps. For Paul Miller, in his homeless shelter in Newark, for which we were kind of a tiny part of, getting 800 heavy overcoats and outerwear for adults and children to be distributed to them. For all of those in need, we just pray now, Lord. And we pray for Trevor to forgive us for incidents that were beyond our control, and I'm sure he will. Tony?
And we pray for all those that ask for our prayers, all those petitions that we have before us, all those that are suffering from sicknesses and illnesses. And we give you praise and glory and thanks, Jesus, for all those that you've cured, all the good reports that we've received, all the people that were cured of cancer and blindness and mental disorders and finding jobs. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. And we give you praise and glory.
And we'd like to now just have the Our Father continue. The next song will just flow right into the Our Father. And make it a little louder, Trev. And during this time, we are here. And we're doing what you ask us to do. If you have anything you wish to share, we know you will. My dear friends all over Long Island, I send my special love to you, a on this Saturday before Christmas.
Your door.
I touch you now with my love and with my peace and with my grace. You all know that every day, as far as I am concerned, is Christmas. So you can turn to me all year round with all of your needs. And I'll be glad to show you and demonstrate within you that I am truly alive. And that Christmas is not a story, it's a reality. It's my love springing up in you in surprising ways. I touch you now. I grace you with my presence. And if you will, as the Our Father plays, please remember, I am not just a little child in a manger. I am King of Kings. I am Lord of Lords. And I'm here for anyone who hears my voice in their heart and wishes me to come in to wish them a Merry Christmas. Can we turn the Our Father up?
Christmas, and thank you everyone for listening.
And for listening.